Who wins? Who loses?
Good game. Good game.
Want to know what the experts say?
Hey, let's go bring it up!
Oh, well, we don't really have any experts per se.
Oh, bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
It's the Danny Wright Show's weekly NFL picks.
We are the champions.
With Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. The Sports Buzz.
97.7 The River.
All right, this is it. It's the final game of the football season this year. I got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer to wrap up our NFL picks. 2 weeks ago, Championship Sunday, I went 0-2. You guys went 1-1. And, well, before we get to it, we'll just say I won the picks. I won this year. Thank you very much.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
It was me. I did it. Close, though. It got close there toward the end, but I took over. So, congratulations to me. It's the first time I've won, so I feel like
you'll never catch this feeling again.
No.
Ever.
Right, I know.
Now, Brad and I were talking about this last night. Is this our sixth title?
I'll have to look into the Danny Wright Show archives, but
because if memory serves, Brad has won the first three, then I won the next two, and now you're number
correct.
Six.
That is correct, yes. Yes.
Well, the Elias Sports Bureau is not taking any of my calls, so I don't know if that's accurate or not.
I do believe that is accurate. I mean, how do you
I just saw it. You know what? I just saw it on NFL Trade Rumors, so we're good.
I mean, I thought you had all your trophies displayed.
Oh, don't bring it up.
Oh.
Don't bring it up.
Never mind.
There's some chicanery and some tomfoolery surrounding those trophies.
No, and,
well,
yes, somebody in this little triad of ours was in the publican in Windsor having a beer and making fun. There was comments about all my trophies being everywhere. And suddenly, while that person was there, unrelated from what I'm told, all those trophies fell on the ground. I don't know why.
Check the footage, because only one trophy was up, not all three. And I was on the customer side of the bar, and that was on the back side where the employees go. So you'd have to talk to your employee that day what happened, because my hands did not touch anything.
It gets
deeper. I did. I talked to the employee, and I don't know how she got a brand new car the day after that happened, but I'm gonna get to the bottom of it.
All right. Well, I'm gonna keep my trophy certificate that I'm going to make myself.
How sad is that? You're going to print your own trophy?
Question
for you.
Going to present it to myself. All right. Well, let's go ahead and pick the Super Bowl. You got the Kansas City Chiefs. You got the Eagles. Brad, what do you think? Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Philadelphia is really good. Philadelphia also averaged less yards per play than the 49ers did in the NFC title game. And the 49ers were unable to play a player who could throw the football reliably for about 34 minutes of that game. So Philadelphia's offense can get got. I still don't think that Jalen Hurts is exceptionally healthy. And I think in a shootout type situation, I think you have to go with Pat Mahomes. I think with Mahomes' ankle being what it is, they're going to have to run the football quite a bit. Pacheco's going to get a lot of catches out of the backfield. You know, they're saying the over-under in this game is like 48 or something like that. I had it pulled up before. It's 51, actually.
Wow.
I would take the under. I would take the under, because I just don't think that either team is equipped for a quick strike against either one of these defenses. After watching Jalen Hurts in the NFC title game, do you think that he's on a Super Bowl winning level right now as a quarterback? And so I think the Chiefs win late field goal, low scoring game, like 21-18, something like that.
I'm on Brad's side on this one. And you know how many times, being that I've you know, my team has faced Patrick Mahomes, you know, twice a year, and then watching him in all of his postseason wonderfulness. You know, many times you see him walk away with that limp and then come back the next one and hit you like a cobra.
Yes.
That's like his signature move. So I don't, you know, yeah, I know his ankle's hurt, but he is going to go off. And you just, you know, here's the thing is we've always talked about how, you know, defense wins championships. And in this case, it's Mahomes. This is Mahomes' game to lose. He has the experience. He's elusive. He is accurate. I think the Chiefs will earn this one, not walk away with it, but they'll definitely earn the win.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a clean sweep for the Chiefs. I will say, it's a pretty fun, there's a lot of fun stories. You got the Kelce Bowl and all that, and you got Andy Reid against his old team. Speaking of Andy Reid, the fact that he's got so much time to prepare for the Eagles, you never want to give Andy Reid any extra time to prepare for a game. He's just
correct.
Usually just so deadly. And it may sound like sour grapes, but I mean, the Eagles beat a not so great Giants team in the you know, their first round of the playoffs, and then a literal quarterbackless 49er team in the NFC Championship. I don't think they've really been tested. I said that before the Niner game, and Mahomes is going to be the test. So I think it's the Chiefs. I think Mahomes is the MVP, and that's it.